good afternoon. We're broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studios on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, and we have musicians along with a storyteller and the guest director from the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater with us this afternoon, all waiting to perform for you. This is Iowa Public Radio's Performance Iowa Classical Music in the Afternoon. Iowa Public Radio's Phil Moss is assisting us today with our IPR Cedar Rapids Opera Theater snapshot. You'll be hearing highlights from the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's production taking place this Friday through Sunday, April 12th through the 14th, of the Grant Wood Opera's Strokes of Genius at Theater Cedar Rapids in Cedar Rapids. Plus, this crew has thrown in a few arias by Puccini, Mozart, and Ravel for good measure. The Grant Wood Opera's Strokes of Genius consists of three acts, and each act is composed and written with librettos by three different Iowa composers. The opera opens with American Gothical by Robert Lindsay Nassif. The second act is Grant Wood in Paris by Jean-Francois Charles, and the closing act is Eight Woods in a Van by Michael Ching. The Cedar Rapids Opera Theater production will be conducted by their founder and artistic director, Daniel Kleinknecht, who regretfully can't be with us today. We are joined, however, by guest stage director Haley Staymates. And welcome and thank you all for coming today. This is really fantastic to have you here. Thank you so much. Well, we just heard a smidge of the opening from Michael Ching's Sultry Night from the last act of Strokes of Genius. And let's start by meeting the one common thread who connects all three acts together. He creates and he sings the challenging role of Grant Wood, tenor Nicholas Nestorek. And how wonderful to have you with us today, Nicholas.
Thanks for having us here.
Well, I think the last time I spoke with you, you were playing the role of Pang in Turandot, and you are one of those three amazing ministers.
A slightly different costume than you see in this opera.
Yes, it was a great costume, and it was so much fun. Well, you are a native of Michigan, and tell us a little bit about yourself. You used to play the cello in addition to singing.
I used to play the cello. I thought I was going to be a cellist, and then I went to sing in the choirs at school and ended up getting a voice scholarship as well, began taking lessons, and I met my cello teacher and voice teacher one day, and they said, hey, we think you should probably not do cello. You might actually have a shot at voice instead. And I heeded their advice, went to graduate school, and have been doing it ever since.
And so you got your master's at the University of Michigan, and you studied with George Shirley.
There. Indeed.
So tell us about a couple of things that you have been doing. You just did a role in, or you're going to be appearing in The Magic Flute and in a couple of places?
I just finished The Magic Flute at Opera Grand Rapids and Toledo Opera. Companies both close to home, so it was fun to have a home base there. Preceding this, I was just in the Hansel and Gretel in Oregon playing the role of the witch, also a slightly different role than this one. And after this, playing Count Almaviva in Barber of Seville.
And you also spent two summers at Wolf Trap.
Yes, just finished a couple summers at Wolf Trap the past 2 years.
So tell us, this is kind of cool. You've got a brand new opera, and you have this role that you get to create. You're the first person who's done it. So tell us about this and how you're preparing for it.
It's really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Something that I love about operas is that it marries music and marries the drama on stage. And you actually, so I love being an actor on stage and getting to, you know, throw on a coat, essentially, of this character. And it's neat that I get to try to be this person who did exist at one point in time. Some operas, you have these fictional characters that only exist on the stage. And so it's great to try to play tribute to Grant Wood and his life and his legacy, and also sing music that has been composed for you. It's been a real pleasure working with all three composers and making sure that I can realize their vision for their music as close to as they had it in their minds when they were putting it on the paper.
So you are going to play, or sing, excuse me, a work by Michael Ching. Tell us about this piece that's about a wedding.
This painting is the Arnold Fintney wedding. That's also the title of this piece. When Grant Wood was commissioned to create the stained glass window at the Veterans Memorial Building in Cedar Rapids, he had to go to Germany to for a hands-on experience to make sure that everything was perfect. He didn't like how the faces looked. And then when he was in Germany, he actually saw these Renaissance paintings that he hadn't seen when he was studying in Paris. And these really influenced his style. And I think if you look at Jan van Eyck's The Arnolfini Wedding painting, I encourage you to look at it on Google, at least, and then see and compare it to his paintings like American Gothic, you really see how sharp and vivid these paintings are and see his style.
Well, let's hear this Arnolfini Wedding by Michael Ching.
Brilliantly detailed, I can look for hours and still miss things. The oranges, the chandelier, the bed, the mirror, the dog, the shoes, the state of the woman. Is she pregnant? The hand of her husband. What's it mean?
It's a riddle hidden in plain sight. Even the leaves on the outside are so specific. What do they symbolize? What do they mean?
Van Eyck was here, 1434. Cryptic, inscrutable, manifold glories, like revelations, stories within stories, like revelations.
Just heard tenor Nicholas Nestorik, who is portraying the role of Grant Wood, along with Pedro Yenes at the keyboard, and they were presenting Michael Ching's Eight Woods in a Van. That's the name of his act, and you heard the Arnolfini Wedding. Thank you very much, gentlemen. We're going to turn next to baritone Thaddeus Ennen, who sings the role of the dentist in American Gothical by Robert Lindsay Nassif, and he also performs as John Turner, the pioneer in Michael Ching's Eight Woods in a Van. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Thaddeus, and you're an Iowa native.
I am, yeah. I was born in Mason City, and I grew up in Buffalo Center, Iowa, right up on the northern border of the state. little small town, but good people up there. And then I went to Simpson College for my undergrad and went to University of Knoxville in Tennessee for my master's, and now I'm back, so it's great.
And you were back in January as part of the Three Penny Opera. Tell us about that role.
Yeah, so in January I had the opportunity to perform Mr. Peachum in Kurt Weill's The Three Penny Opera. And so that was a very different show than this one, but there's a lot of comic moments in this one, just like that one, and I think it's been a lot of fun to do both.
Well, I've heard that you're hilarious. A good source has told me this.
Oh, so thank you.
I can hardly...
Checks in the mail.
I can hardly wait to hear this. Well, now, you were a Santa Fe apprentice artist for 2 summers, and what have you been doing besides the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater?
So I've been in Santa Fe, and I've been lucky enough to have resident artist positions with Opera Iowa over at DMMO in Indianola. I've been in Pensacola Opera resident artist, and this summer coming up, I'm going to be in Central City, Colorado, and I'll be singing Yamadori and Madame Butterfly, and then I'll also be singing Second Mate and Billy Budd, so it should be pretty exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're going to hear another selection from Michael Ching's Eight Woods in a Van from the Grant Woods Opera, Strokes of Genius. And you're going to be singing a work that's kind of an interesting work. Tell us a little bit about this, and then let's hear it.
Well, I don't want to give too much away with it, but I think almost everyone should recognize the music. So just enjoy the music, but listen closely to the words, because they kind of hit home, pun intended.
I am the very model of a pioneering Iowan. Brent Woods immortalized me sitting here in front of County Lynn. My family has helped him out and given him a studio. He's made a special door to let you know just when he comes and goes. Grant Wood is in. Grant Wood is having a bath. We recognize the gift that God has given our eccentric friend. We bought many a painting from him, overspent what we should spend. But now he's made me out to be a humorless and sour Scot. But I am here to tell you all that I decidedly am not. Me in my funeral director suit. He didn't have to have me staring, glaring like a mean old coot, as if you told me you could not pay up on your installment plan. A funeral director helps the people pay the best they can. Back in the day, I was paid in crop shares, hams, and even chickens. My birthday was September 19, back in 1845. October 16, 1936, that was the day I died. I started out in railway mail, then did retail furniture. I married Mary Boynton after several months of wooing her. I founded Turner Mortuary back in 1888. My son and grandson ran the business until 1978. Eventually, they had the largest group of paintings by Grant Wood. They gave them to the art museum for the city's public good. Come by and tell me an undertaker joke. What did the mortician say to motivate his staff? Stop thinking inside the box! At the Odd Fellows meeting, someone came up to me and said, "How do you earn your living?" You must be making a killing! I'll bet the competition is stiff! I saw an ad for a burial plot and I thought to myself, this is the last thing I need. So even though I'm happy that my face has been immortalized, I'm not exactly what you see depicted through the painter's eyes. The portrait's an interpretation on my physiognomy. I think it's missing some of all my humor and vitality. John B. Turner, pioneer.
That was wonderful. Baritone Thaddeus Ennen with pianist Pedro Yanez performing I Am the Very Model of a Pioneering Iowan. He's talking about John Turner there. That's from Michael Ching's act called Eight Woods in a Van from the Grant Wood Opera's Strokes of Genius, which is going to be presented this weekend by the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater at Theater Cedar Rapids in Cedar Rapids. So That was wonderful. Thank you very much. Well, up next, we'll be hearing from the dancer, teacher, poet, and choreographer, Jay Russell. And thank you so much for coming today, Jay.
Thank you for having me.
So you are a native of Massachusetts.
Yes.
And you got your master's degree from the University of Iowa, and you've danced with some really prestigious ballet companies. Tell us for whom you danced.
Yes, sure. I was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I trained at Boston Ballet. I danced there professionally from a child of 6 all the way up to about 13. I went to the National Ballet of Canada, another well-known company in Toronto, and I went to Dance Theatre of Harlem from there in New York. And then from there, I went to North Carolina, and then I ended up in Béjar Ballet in Switzerland, and then I ended up in Iowa, so it's been interesting.
Well, it's great that you ended up in Iowa, and for several years, you were collaborating with the assistant professor of composition and digital media, Jean-Francois Charles, who wrote the second act to this Grant Wood opera. So, and you're also teaching poetry and dance and doing some other things at the same time. So tell us about this role you have in this second movement and what you're going to be presenting for us today.
Yes, I'm going to be doing the French rap in which Grant Wood went to Paris and he studied there, which was, I didn't know actually much about the artist, which was very good for me to know. So it's a scene where he was repressed with his queerness, which I'm very sensitive to as a dancer and also a person of color. We have a lot of division today. So it's really awesome to be in a scene where I'm rapping in French and I'm trying to come out, but I can't because of the family. And I also play the Quaker father, very intense and firm. And so it's interesting because I also have some personal connections to the story. So, yeah.
Well, you are going to be presenting for us today, It's Not For Me.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Here we go. Mic check. 1, 2. À Paris, j'ai vu la portée, l'enfer, la statue de Voltaire. J'ai vu les impressions révélées au pointy, les livres, c'est des amis, les nus, des inconnus, les dormés, des rombés, les robotés, des calbats, tout dans le même bateau. Inhibition, interdiction, faites bonne impression, je vais plein le bout, toute ma jeune, le tableau. À Paris, j'ai cherché le simple délice de ma double hélice. Chromosome encore en couleur, la couleuvre et son chemin. Mais je le parle contre la fameuse pan qui donne. Charles donne le texte, ma piguette, ma tête est partout, le silence, sa tête mon manifeste. J'ai vu, yeah, yeah. Cherche, cherche, les N, ou, what, what, les textes. One more time, yeah, j'ai vu, cherche, cherche, what? What? Les N ou les textes. Je suis un ombre ivre de l'homme qui passe. My boarding pass is third class. My escape route is an impasse. Mon châtiment reste à ta place. C'est bon, voir, j'ai compris. La vie bohème is not for me. Contemplation and meditation is not my flow. Attendre. L'inspiration, c'est pas mon chrono. Cent fois le métier, tu peux me trace ton ouvrage. Comfort without effort is but a mirage. Like father said, truth is, only hard work will get you there. Y'a pas de ati sans calvaire. Tombe de cigar le caviar? Close, but no cigar. That's true no matter where. Y'a pas de ati sans calvaire. Y'a pas de ati sans calvaire. Julien, je ne serai plus ton grand adé. No hard feelings, I'm taking off today. The coast is clear, je dois partir. C'est ma vie, assez cool, je sache. Let me go with panache, impressionism died a long time ago. Un voix, un beer, pas du Chateau Margaux. Gimme a beer, no Chateau Margaux.
Storyteller and MC Jay Russell performing the French rap, It's Not For Me. That's from Jean-Francois Charles' act, the second act, from Grant Wood in Paris, from the Grant Wood Opera's Strokes of Genius, being premiered this weekend by the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater at Theater Cedar Rapids in Cedar Rapids. And thank you for that great performance, Jay. And you're also going to be dancing in one of the later acts as well. So you're getting both sides of your personality. So way to go. We are broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studios this afternoon with vocalists along with a pianist and director from the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater. And they are with us sharing their time and talent today before their full Grant Wood Opera Strokes of Genius performances this weekend at Theater Cedar Rapids in Cedar Rapids. And we're going to turn now to mezzo-soprano Jessica Grigg. And Jessica's originally from Massachusetts, but we still like you anyway.
Thank you.
You need to get just a smidge closer to the microphone. Thank you very much. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You have recently been in the Met Opera competition. You were a winner in the New York City district.
Not that recently.
Oh, but okay. All right.
Let's just cards on the table.
Okay.
I'm an English lit major, went to Vassar, had the sort of, you know, was heard by someone, went right to New York, started doing young artist stuff, have many other interests, but have stuck with it. Just did my first Puccini, which was wonderfully fun. Going off to do a little bit of French and Russian. And this is incredibly fun because it's just all brand new. We get to create it. And this is a very sympathetic character. I'm playing the mother of Grant Wood.
So Grant Wood's mother, Hattie, and she's very famous for that portrait that Grant Wood painted of her with those long, skinny...
Sansevieria.
Yes, yeah. That's what yeah. you call them. Yeah. Yes, yes. So tell us about this aria that you're going to be singing. This is music and lyrics by Robert Lindsay Nassau. This is part of the American Gothical Act.
Yes. It's a, you know, short, sweet, sympathetic arietta. She adores her son. She's very supportive of him, but she does wish that they lived under different circumstances, and does find it a bit frustrating that they've ended up living where they're living. And so it's just a sort of maternal moment of gentle criticism.
And the name of this piece is called Sensible, with music by Robert Lindsay Nassau, and featuring here mezzo-soprano Jessica Grigg with, at the piano, we have performing with us Pedro Yenes.
Why must you do art? Art just isn't smart. You paint a scene for the critics to demean and write something reprehensible. Why not do something sensible?
I teach school, Mama. That's sensible.
Yes, but school teachers are always underpaid. Why must you teach school? Is there some unwritten rule that an artist meant to stay teaching for no pay at a job that's indispensable? Why not do something sensible?
Mama, I'm an artist. Art is who I am. Art is what I do. Since I was a boy, I knew. I'm an artist. I was born this way. I didn't have a say, which reminds me of a subject we should probably discuss one day.
Oh, Grant, I don't understand what you're talking about half the time.
It's probably just as well.
Incomprehensible. Why not do something sensible?